It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Sorry, just going through my friends' requests list and trying to catch up with it here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I probably have enough emails and enough Facebook posts and responses to Facebook posts. I could do the whole show on that. But alas, there are a lot of things to get to today because it's peak of the week Wednesday, and that's usually when a lot of things hit, and then they start calming down as we get closer to the weekend on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. How do you do? I am Lee Matthews, and I'm glad to have you along on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. LMatthews@freedom969.com, my email address directly. You may also send me a direct email, or you can send me a message on Facebook or on X profiles. So let's go down the list of things that I saw today that caught my eye, but then you can always add what caught your eye and start the conversation in your direction. El Reno has restored its water and admitted it made a mistake in not going after the Bitcoin Center sooner. Ha! Isn't that the question I was asking yesterday? Yes, the Bitcoin Center that was violating all of its permits was guilty. But why did it take 3 years for the city of El Reno to figure out something wasn't right? They admitted it today. And I admit, you know, I got to hand it to them. Good for you guys. Good for you. Own it. When something like that happens that's that egregious, own it. Because you know that there were a lot of people that were writing into this program and sending me copies of that story in El Reno. See how much this small data center wasted when it came to water? So much so that certain parts of town had to shut down their water consumption and a school had to be closed. Imagine data centers across the city and across the state doing the same thing. But where was the city? 3.8 million gallons of water. I don't know about you, but if my sprinkler were left on and drained 3.8 million gallons of water, number one, a couple of neighbors would notice and say, "Hey, your sprinkler's on. WTF, you're wasting water." Number two, the city would come knocking on my door. "Oh, yeah, why is the water running in your... You're not supposed to be running water here. We're under water restrictions. What the hell's the matter with you?" Why didn't any of that happen? So when something like that happens, it's good that the city of El Reno owned it. And they did this morning. They said, half of this is on us. And they tracked down the permits and they found out that this operation was 3 years out of compliance. And before I got on the air, I was sending and receiving some Facebook criticisms and some tete-a-tetes from people who were saying, "Lee Matthews, you're always talking about the Democrat Party being infiltrated by communists." And I say, yeah. The list is a mile long of people who are pro-communist in the Democrat Party and are wanting to be in the Democrat Party and are pro-communist and want to be elected. There's a whole long list. I'll go over it later. They think they're being socialist. But all socialism is more government control. More government control is communism. More government control is the enemy of a free society. Now, these same people, if they're smart, will come back and say, "Well, Lee, what about all these permits this data center in El Reno was violating? I mean, aren't those permits some form of government control?" No, that is government oversight. That is paperwork, a mutual agreement between the business and the city that they will not violate the usage of water and electricity in that area. That is what permits are for. I had a friend who acquired some property, inherited it, and the property had a lot of lumber on it, had a lot of trees on it, and he thought, this is great. I'm going to build myself a nice cabin, and then I'm going to add on to it little by little, and I'm just going to make my own home, and then little by little I'll have solar, and I'll have... And he was basically going to try to build a home where he could live off the grid, or at least minimize his what he would have to acquire. And he started building his home. And next thing you know, building inspectors and county inspectors were knocking on his door. Hey, you don't have a building permit to build this in this particular part of the county. Yeah, but it's my property. I know. And you can build it. We're not going to stop you from building it, but you've got to go and get a permit. You got to get a permit to agree that you aren't going to build something that is dangerous, that you aren't going to build something that's going to pollute the water, that you are not going to build something that'll start a fire and burn other people's property down. It's a mutual agreement that you will honor the social contract of the county. And he was griping up and down. This is my property, GD. I just got to give it to property. This is communism. No, it's not communism. Because nobody's burning down your house. Nobody's arresting you for building a house. But what they are saying is you can build your house, but you have to follow some rules. You can live off the grid all you want. You can do what you want with your property. But if your property starts affecting a road or a watershed or somebody else's property or somebody else's livestock. So that's the difference between government control and government regulation. Here's another example. You hear me say this all the time. You do not have a right to drive. You petition the government for and receive permission to drive. When you take that driving test and you sign that driver's license, you are making a promise to the government that you will behave yourself when you're on the road. You won't drink and drive. You won't speed. You won't drive recklessly. You won't text and drive. Well, guess what happened to Tiger Woods earlier today? He lost his privilege to drive for 5 years. Why? Because this was his third or fourth time being arrested for being under the influence of something. Whatever it was, we don't know, and it doesn't really matter. But I'm glad that Tiger has some motivation now to start behaving himself when he's on the road, because he clearly was a danger. In fact, he better stick to driving on the golf course. Because 200 or 300 yards is probably about the best he can do. Any more than that, he starts having accidents. Anyway, we'll get into that later. I had a couple of, and I'll get into more of this because I don't have it in front of me. It's just fresh in my brain right now. I had some listeners say, look, you've really gone off the edge here. You keep accusing the Democrats of being infiltrated by communism. There's no communist in the Democrat Party. What? Have you been paying attention? Bernie Sanders wants more government control. More government control does not mean socialism. It means communism. The more government control you allow, the less you control as a citizen, which means you have less liberty. Liberty is different than regulation. Liberty is actually the privilege of following regulation. AOC, a disciple of Bernie Sanders, wants government control of just about everything. She thinks the American people are too stupid to make their own decisions, so they need the government to control everything. No, it's not. Socialism is just a different degree of communism. So don't let them fool you with the nomenclature. Oh, it's socialism. Bing! and there's a halo over their head. Socialism is good because it's government control that's good for everybody. No, that's what regulation is. Socialism removes liberty. Well, they're doing it okay in Great Britain. No, they're not. There is no freedom of speech in Great Britain. You write something critical of the crown, you write something critical of the government on Facebook, you're getting a knock on the door from the local constabulary, which is the word we call police, and they're saying, if you do it again, mate, we're going to have to take away your internet access. What? Let's keep going down the list. Let's see. This idiot Hassan Piker wants more government control. Not elected, but he wants to be elected. Zoran Mamdani in New York wants government control over the grocery stores, the transportation system, and all real estate, not just the tenement housing that the poor people live in. All housing. You're telling me that's socialism? That is communism. He has been elected. What's his name? Abdul Al-Sayed in Michigan wants government control. Pro-communist wants to be elected. So I'm the one that's going off on a tangent. I'm the one that's going off on the deep end. I'm the one that's saying things that aren't true and exaggerating and speaking in hyperbole. It is right there. I just gave you a list. Do I believe our government is about to fall into communist hands? No. 1,000 times no. This is my point. My point is these sensibilities that are infiltrating the Communist Party are not democratic sensibilities. They are trying to hijack the Democrat Party and make it the Communist Party. And the godfather of the Communist Party just said it out loud today.
Well, I mean, a few things that I know about Hassan Piker.
Okay.
One, he's an idiot. And two, he's not a Democrat. So I don't answer for idiots, and I don't answer for people who are not Democrats. Thank God Hassan Piker doesn't want in our frat, because we don't want him.
We don't want him. And then later he says they need to go find another name because they're not Democrats. Democrats are for people voting. Power of the people, not power of the government. Okay, I hope I cleared that up. We might get into this a little later on. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive, and you are on the air. Thank you for hanging on during my rabbit hole tangent.
I love your rabbit hole tangent, Lee. This is Rowdy. I'm down here on the old homestead where my family homestead is.
You have a family homestead. Good for you.
I do. I'm holding on to the last bit of it, you know.
Down in Louisiana, I have a family homestead. Now,
cool. So
many of my cousins and brothers and sisters are picking it apart. I don't think there's going to be anything left for me eventually, but that's okay. I'd rather them have it than me have it. I don't want to pay taxes on it. So,
that was going to be my subject, you know, because you're talking about the government control. You never really own anything. You know,
no.
Even if your land's paid for, they're going to tax you on it for the rest of your life. And, you know, and they keep promising they're not going to, but they do.
Well, and that's one reason I'm for a limit to property taxes.
It should be. And you're talking about them telling you what to do. I left a HOA because they were all up in my tail telling me what
I get it. I pay HOA dues, and I don't mind because I don't want some idiot putting his car up on four stands on the street, across the street from me, blocking my driveway and leaking oil and antifreeze all over the place, while his hound dogs bay in the middle of the night and his roosters start crowing first thing in the morning. You see,
that's all out here. That's why
right.
I moved back out here.
Now that's fine. That's fine. That is music to your ears, not mine. So I honor your right to do that with your property.
And a gun range in my backyard.
Fine, so, you know, yes.
I love it out here. I love it out here. But talking about the cars. I forgot. I had another thing on the cars because the right to drive and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had no guy. He's a veteran. And they took his right to drive away because he had seizures or something like that. And he took his right to drive away. Well, out here, and I always said if they ever take my license, well, I'm going to do it, put it on my gator. But you put a yellow triangle on your gator or your he put it on a lawnmower. And he drove
that
lawnmower.
I was going to say the old George Jones thing. George Jones lost his license, so he would get on his lawnmower and drive down to the liquor store.
That's what this guy, he drove my to ride his horse. And he got drunk driving for riding his horse drunk. But anyway, this guy used to go to Oklahoma City to the VA in his lawnmower. Then he graduated to a bigger tractor. And first thing, he's got a cab old tractor and everything like that. You see him going down the highway, you know, using the road. So,
but he's got his triangle on.
Yeah, he's got his
It's perfectly legal if you have your triangle on.
Well, that's why I said I'll get me a gator, put some street tires on it, put a tonneau cover in there and close that sucker, and I'll still keep it going.
I saw a guy, I don't know where he was coming from. I was driving down Hefner Parkway. He had a little flatbed trailer, and he had a golf cart on the back of it. And when I got closer, I noticed the golf cart had a license plate on it. And then I thought to myself, that is one of those street-legal golf carts. And it had blinker lights and headlights, and he can drive it on the street. Within reason, he probably can't drive it anywhere there's a minimum speed limit, like Hefner Parkway or I-40 or 35, but he can probably drive it around the neighborhood. He can probably drive it down to the 7-Eleven. He can probably drive it down to the liquor store.
He would still have to have a license stuff because he had a license plate. A buddy of mine who drives his tractor back to North City, but around here they make you, when you go to the tag gate, they want you to put tags on your three-wheelers, four-wheelers, gators, and all that stuff. Now, mine never leave the land or something like that, never leave the farm, so I put a triangle on the back of them, I don't have to worry about it. But they want to have their nose into everything you do. And one of the things I disagree with is in Stroud, you can get those bicycles and put the motors on them.
Yeah.
And those things do 30, 40 miles an hour down the road, and you don't have to have a license.
I agree with you. And I had a guy pull out in front of me today over on 2nd Street in Edmond on one of those electric scooters, and he was doing about 35 miles an hour, but he was going right down the middle of the road. I thought that is about the most unsafe, dumb thing I've ever seen. He didn't have a helmet on. And B, if you're going to do that, then by damn, you better have a license like a motorcycle.
Yeah, tag. Even my Harley, I either had to have signal lights on it or had no signal lights. You can take on a motorcycle, you can take all your signal lights off and use hand signals. But like if one of them burn out, they give me a ticket. So I end up taking all of them off my Harley so they wouldn't worry about it. But I just want to check in on that. I'm out here on my homestead, pulled up in my land out here with my trailer parked in my yard and my Conair's parked out on the side there.
And you still, even with all the complaints you have about some of the things you have to do on your own property, you're still free to do it. Nobody's trying to take it away from you. They may be trying to fee you here and tax you there, but they're not trying to take it away from you.
I got 13 dogs because people dump dogs on Huff Corner.
Yeah.
And I rescue dogs. So I got 13 dogs out there, which I don't want to have 13 dogs, but I do. Because that's what I do.
Well,
I just want to check out that.
No, thank you for the perspective. It dovetailed onto what I was talking about. I got to run, Rowdy. Thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9 in Stroud and 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. El Reno has restored its water and admitted it made a mistake. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, all under one roof. Frontier Motors Roof in El Reno. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you want to see them all together, you can come see them with me this Friday. I'm going to be broadcasting live from 4 to 7 at the Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, Jeep dealership of El Reno's Frontier Motors, Frontier Auto Group. And they also have a Chevy dealership as well. But it doesn't matter what the model or make or color or style or features are on the vehicle. You can have one ready for you to test drive within 24 hours just by calling Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355. Look for the car you want online, then make an appointment and see them in person. Better still, come see me 4 to 7 on Friday when I'm broadcasting live from that location and the short drive to El Reno. It's on El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net. And hope to see you on Friday.
set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check, same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered registered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
Oklahoma, safety starts with you.
If you see something, say something with the free and anonymous Protect OK app. Whether it's a threat to one of our schools, a public safety concern, or a disturbing post on social media, your tip can help prevent crime and keep our schools and communities safe.
Download Protect OK today, because protecting Oklahoma is everyone's responsibility. Available free on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Funded by the Oklahoma Office of Homeland Security.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m. This is a country that was founded on rebellion, and so I feel like it's completely respectful and in keeping with our country's grand tradition of asking questions and not treating any elected officials, though they are too precious to answer said questions. You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
They were trying to rebuild the radar systems, and the United States was watching. And then just before they completed this construction, that's when these strikes took place.
And that is Trey Yangst of Fox News talking about the attacks last night and into this morning of the United States against Iran. We knew they were trying to rebuild the radar installations, and we waited for them to finish, and then we bombed them.
Bomb, 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 Iran.
And then we watched them try to lay out more mines in the Persian Gulf, and right about the time they finished, we blew them up.
Bomb, 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 Iran.
So it continues. More on that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. Kyle writes, Lee, last week you were talking about a constitutional convention for the state. Yes, we do need one. We are breaking the Constitution by not at least having a call to let the people vote on it every 20 years. Thank you for what you do. Lion writes, it is expected that Cindy Munson will attempt to campaign as a moderate. She already is, Lion, and I will get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio. El Reno's restored their water. Huh. What's the question then?
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The death toll from the catastrophic flooding in Nepal has reached 903, with more than 4,200 people still missing. More than 10,000 have been rescued, but blocked highways are hampering relief efforts. The disaster is Nepal's deadliest natural disaster since the 2015 earthquake. There is broad bipartisan agreement on one big political issue, and that may not be a good thing. Rory O'Neill reports.
A record high 89% of Americans agree corruption in the U.S. is widespread. That number is up 10 percentage points over last year's Gallup survey. 91% of Democrats and 90% of independents say corruption is widespread. 83% of Republicans say the same. In other advanced economies, on average, about 60% of people say their country has widespread corruption.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
A retired veteran came into our office after his storm claim was denied, and he told me something that I'll never forget. He said, "Noble, I served my country for over 20 years, and I kept my word every single day. I just expected the insurance company would keep theirs." That hit me hard, because at the end of the day, insurance is supposed to be a promise. You pay your premiums, and when disaster strikes, they help you put your life back together. But too many Oklahoma homeowners are finding out that getting fair treatment can become a battle all by itself. At McIntyre Law, we believe people deserve accountability, honesty, and respect from their insurance company. And when they don't get it, we fight.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I'm Noble McIntyre, and that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. Two men have been arrested after deputies say they attacked a man who stopped to help them in Tulsa County. Investigators report the victim pulled over to assist what he thought was a disabled SUV before being robbed, assaulted, and thrown from the moving vehicle. The victim suffered a fractured foot in the exchange. Authorities later arrested 35-year-old Jose Becerra and 37-year-old Juan Torres. Both are now facing complaints of armed robbery and assault and are being held on ICE detainers. No injuries have been reported after a house fire Tuesday morning in northwest Oklahoma City. Firefighters responded to the home near Northwest 61st Street and Tulsa Avenue after smoke detectors activated. The homeowner was reportedly away from the home when the alarm company was notified. Crews were able to quickly extinguish the fire, though the home suffered significant smoke and fire damage. The cause remains under investigation, but thankfully no injuries have been reported. Oklahoma lawmakers are considering whether to offer a state income tax credit for firearm safety training. State Senator Joanna Dossett led a study examining incentives for gun owners who complete approved safety courses or obtain carry permits. Officials say only one state currently offers a similar tax credit. No legislation has been proposed yet. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Gentlemen, this Saturday, over 180 head will sell at the 27th Annual Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale. Make plans now to be at the Carroll Cattle Company Sale Facility near Perkins. The OAA Gathering Sale will include 70 registered Angus lots and 100 commercial Angus and black Baldy spring calving bred heifers. Most are AI bred to calve early spring. This is a high-quality consignment you don't want to miss. The Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale this Saturday at noon. For more information and to view the catalog, visit mcsauction.com.
The Colonel's cooked up a new $10 bucket of the day just for you. Monday, 10 wings for $10. Tuesday, 8-piece fried chicken for $10. Wednesday, 8 tenders for $10. Thursday, 10 wings for $10. Friday, 24 nuggets for... Ooh, you guessed it, didn't you? $10.
Finger licking machine.
The $10 bucket of the day deal. Every weekday, only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. Tax extra.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
An immigration loophole has been finally officially closed. I'll tell you which one on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9. It's The Drive, and I'm Lee Matthews, continuing in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Expect tomorrow to be hot with sizzling sunshine and breezy conditions in the afternoon, reaching a high of 99. Tomorrow night will be breezy in the evening, otherwise clear and humid with a low of 73. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny skies with a breeze and hot temperatures, reaching a high of 97 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews in The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So we started out the conversation today with a listener who was asking me why I keep alluding to the fact that the Democrat Party is being infiltrated by communists. And I was trying to explain to this person in the first segment of the show that because this person doesn't seem to understand the differences between regular capitalism, which is the American system, socialism, which is strict government control, and communism. Now, in my book, communism is just a different degree of socialism. Socialism is a lesser degree of communism, but it still means more government control. And whenever you have more government control, you have less say of the people into what happens in government. And anytime you have less say of the people in government, you have more government control. Whenever you have more government control, you have more steps towards communism. So let's just call what these Mandamis of the world and what these AOCs of the world and the Bernie Sanders of the world and the El Sayeds and the Hassan Pikers, what they want to do, let's just call it what it is. Plain and simple communism. Now, when you hit them with that argument, the argument that I just met, if you walk up to El Sayed and said, "Ace El Sayed, you said you wanted to force a grocery store to be built in inner city Detroit, whether it's profitable or not, and you want everybody else in Detroit to pay for that. How is that not government control? How is that not lack of liberty? How is that not communism?"
"Well, it's just socialism. We're going to take care of the people."
That's what the SNAP benefits are for. The SNAP benefits are government benefits that people can apply for. And if they qualify, they can take the SNAP.
"Well, then they have to take a truck all the way out to there, but they can't go right down to this."
We never said the SNAP benefits were going to be easy. We never said the SNAP benefits were going to be free. Completely, utterly, totally free. You're going to pay for them one way or another. Whether you have to take a bus 30 minutes downtown to a grocery store, or whether your back is hurting from hauling the groceries back in, you don't have to pay for the groceries. Guess what? You're not going to starve to death. That's what the SNAP benefits are for, to keep you from starving to death. Not to make you prosper. Keep you from starving to death. .  on Freedom 96.9. All right, I didn't mean to go that far down that road, but it lit a fire under me, and if you want to continue the conversation, we can. I did want to move on to this. El Reno's water supply has returned to normal after a massive leak on private property caused the city to lose an estimated 3.8 million gallons of water. Now, this is an example of not government control, government regulation. Government regulation is different. Government control is, if you use more water than we allow you to use, we're going to cut your water off completely, or we're going to arrest you and put you out of business. Regulation is, all right, we're going to sign this paper that says you agree to only use so much water, and you're going to sign this paper that says you agree to only use so much water. Well, they used 3.8 million gallons of water, and it got to the point where the water supply in El Reno was going dry. And, of course, everybody got up in arms. "Oh, my God, this is what data centers are going to do." And my question yesterday, and it remained until today, where was the city government? Why did they not catch this sooner? Well, earlier today, crews said they found the leak in the property near South Choctaw Avenue and West Jensen Road. And manager Ken Brown said the city's water system stabilized since then. So my question then is, if it only took about 8 hours for it to stabilize after 3.8 million gallons of water were wasted, how is that a big problem? Number two, since the discovery of the data center wasting all that water, The Ken Brown, an interim El Reno city manager, said the assumption was the people would respect the stop work order. They didn't. "We will bill the property owner for all the costs associated with overtime, labor, and whatever. It is not going to come from the taxes." And he also said that they failed to follow up with the property owners for the years that they continued operating. 3 years! I can't help you as a community, El Reno.
If you are so incompetent that you can't catch 3.8 million gallons of water missing from your water supply over 3 years. So I agree. Maybe you shouldn't build a data center. Maybe you shouldn't benefit from all the tax money and benefits you'll get from the data center when you can't seem to police the small ones. And by the way, Ken Brown, kudos to you for owning it instead of passing the buck. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Richard the Bear Guy again.
Hello, Richard. Where are you, sir?
In Moore, Oklahoma. John, right. Fair, buddy.
You too, yes.
Yeah. I was watching something on TV. This is about the Iran thing. That mm-hmm. Russia is, the only thing Russia is going to start backing them. Now, are they going to start moving ships in the Persian Gulf?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. When they say they're going to back them, they may be backing them militarily, but I don't know that Russia has a lot they can back them with, because Russia is having to borrow stuff from freaking North Korea, the worst military on the planet. Come on.
Yeah, and they're lobbing missiles at random and killing people in the apartment complex. I guess that's the way you do it.
Well,
kids and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think more than once the Trump administration has told Putin, if you don't behave yourself, we really are going to supply the Ukrainians, and it'll be holy hell. Your biggest fear will come true. And you know what Putin's biggest fear is? His biggest fear. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, less giving them missile to hit Moscow, probably, if they can't already.
No, his biggest fear is more detailed than that. His biggest fear is the fight being fought to a stalemate and he not gaining any ground in the four or 5 years. That's his biggest fear. Yeah. You know what will happen to him if that happens? His people will say, what? You got us into this for that?
Yeah.
You killed half our population for what, 2 miles?
Yeah, you know that's the thing about it. Ukraine is making them look real silly.
Yep.
I can't believe they look that. I thought they were, I guess, better than that.
That's what everybody thought. That's what everybody thought, Richard. Gosh. But that's the problem, isn't it? We thought. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't think. Maybe we shouldn't listen to the propaganda that's coming out of Russia, where they try to make it sound like the great bear of the East is going to be victorious over the Ukrainian bastards, those Ukrainian Hitlers, those Ukrainian Nazis. Oh, yeah? You couldn't even get past Donetsk.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Bob. Turns the control is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what I had on the El Reno thing. I go by there every day, and I guess it's the El Reno Lake out there. It's over half gone. That sun has just baked that lake and all the ponds out that way. They're to Clinton and past them. They're dry, all dried up. I saw a bull walking to a pond on 183 north of Clinton. There wasn't no water in there.
Yeah.
I guess they're going to have to declare a state of emergency or something.
Bring a trough in for that poor creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet we'll start bringing water into us if we don't. You know, if the lakes are going down, our water tables go down. You know,
well, so, it does, but I don't think it's happened yet, because nobody said, hey, cut back on your water because the water table's down. And El Reno, it only took about 8 or 10 hours for them to recharge their water system. So, I mean, the lakes may be down, but they still got enough water to do what they need to do. So my question is, here we are in the middle of a drought. We've been, I don't know how many months without a good, solid rain. Our lakes are drying up. And this guy who is running this stupid Bitcoin mining operation somehow managed to lose 3.8 million gallons of fresh water. And the city of El Reno didn't figure it out till it was too late, but it only took him 8 hours to recharge. So what is the problem?
Yeah. No kidding, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they got away with that.
The taxpayers aren't going to have to pay for it. They're going to fine the business for it. I don't know if they'll get any money out of the business for it. They may run the business out of business. I don't know. But I don't care because they deserve to be run out of business for wasting $3.8 million in 3.8 million gallons of water and not renewing all of their permits for 3 years. 30 days, I can see. 60 days, I can see. Yeah. 3 years?
Yeah. Like I said, where are the three boys at? Why didn't they catch them?
Yeah.
You know? Huh. Both them guys.
So they are as much, the El Reno officials are as much to blame as the business is.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, that's about all I had.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day. Okay.
Keep people happy delivering them that beer, Richard, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Lion writes, Lee, it's expected that Cindy Munson will attempt to campaign as a moderate in an effort to win over Republican independent voters. Fortunately for Oklahoma voters, Munson spent 10 years in the state legislature, leaving behind an extensive voting record for the public to view. Well, Lion, she is already trying. You have to look for code words in her speeches, where she says, I will put a state moratorium on anything that wastes our resources. Well, there's nothing that's going to waste our resources because we've already signed into state law that, and if she's referring to data centers or smelting plants, it's in state law that they have to prove, one, they're going to provide their own power. Two, they're going to provide their own water. Three, they're going to prove that they're not going to be noisy and pollute the environment. So I don't know what she's talking about in terms of a moratorium on any business that's going to waste our resources. So she's just talking out of her gluteus maximus at this point. She also said she wants to make sure that every kid gets a chance to get an education. You know what that means, don't you? That means cradle to grave, or at least cradle to adulthood education. That means state schools when your kid is old enough to walk. And then when your kid is 5, you go into the public school system. And then when your kid is 19, maybe they're allowed to go to trade school. Maybe. Of course, after having a state education for that many years, I don't know that they'll be good for anything. Because we promote them without any kind of measure of success. We promote them without any kind of measure of progress. So again, she's talking out of her gluteus so far. I don't think she's going to convince any independents or any conservatives to vote for her. Randy says, Lee, I see the NRA has secured a ruling against New Mexico's extension of a waiting period to buy a gun. Here again, Lee, I realize it's in New Mexico and not Oklahoma, but I consider any pro-Second Amendment win as good news and needs to be shared. I'm also glad to see that the NRA is directly involved in this event. Randy, New Mexico is a weird state because it's purple. There are a lot of on-fire liberals in the Santa Fe, Albuquerque area, but then you get out of those areas and you get people who have regular sensibilities. But it's the same old story. The more you get into the inner urban areas, the more you get into the liberal sensibilities. So 405-608-4377. Michael writes, Lee, has anyone said anything about the phone calls Drummond campaign made with false caller ID? I got several of those, Michael, and the problem is they were coming from outside political action committees. So there will be no way to trace that to Gettner Drummond, to punish Gettner Drummond. And the Federal Trade Commission will have to be the ones to trace the phone numbers to whoever the Political Action Committee is. And because of overseas routing, where they route the phone calls overseas and then the calls come back to the United States with a foreign phone number on them, there won't be any way they can trace those phone calls. So the answer to your question is no. No one said anything because they know it's futile. 405-608-4377. Donnie says, Lee, last week you were talking about how the United States became a Canadian protectorate and a Bermuda protectorate. You were using some voices of Roosevelt and Churchill, and I wanted to tell you just how much that made me bust a gut laughing. I almost had to pull my car over to the side of the road.
Well, thank you so very much, Donnie, and I'm glad you're listening. As Churchill, I say we will fight them in the streets, we will fight them in the fields, and we will fight them on the beaches.
Excuse me. And then my Roosevelt, he kind of talked like this, like he was always yelling at someone. And the reason was, I think he had had locution lessons as a young lad, where they taught you how to talk before there was such a thing as amplification. And you had to speak this way so people in the back row could understand what you were saying. But thank you for noticing, Donnie. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I had somebody tell me that the other day. Lee, I had no idea you did so many voices. And neither did I, quite honestly. I think it comes from my grandpa. My grandpa used to do a lot of voices. And my sister does. My sister does, too, and so does my brother. It was just like, yeah, you know, I was talking to this guy at the gas station, and while he was pumping gas, he was talking to me like this. And we just, I don't know, maybe it's all the cartoons I watched as a child. Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I don't plan to grow old gracefully. I plan to fight it every step of the way. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and the reason I plan to fight it every step of the way is I don't want to be one of those people that quietly expires. You know, I've known people in my family that once they get a little ache or a pain, they just say, okay, that's it, I'm done. And they all but crawl onto their deathbed and just wait. Not me. Now, if you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of mails, and a lot of texts telling you it's time to crawl into bed and die. No. Now, it is important that you sign up and that you sign up for Medicare and that you get everything that you have coming to you, but then get out there and live your life. Well Preserved Advisory Group can help you do both. Live your life with a carefree attitude and be signed up for what you got coming your way from Medicare. 405-848-5790. Best call you could make. 405-848-5790. Well Preserved will put together a plan that'll work for you. So call the team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group. So you can be well-preserved. 405-848-5790.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Fall is on the way at Cimarron Casino, so it's time to whip up some fun and stir up some excitement with September Money Mix. Thursdays in September, 5 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 10 drawings to get in the mix for a chance to win your share of $36,000 in cash and gift cards. Start earning entries on September 1st. Mix it up with September Money Mix, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Iran just doesn't seem to be able to get out of the news, and the whole week we've got an economic summit in Asheville, North Carolina, between the top 20 global economic powers. There's so much happening in the world. It's my job to get you through the headlines and give you the analysis, and I'll tell you what I think about it. I'll also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson and the Eric Erickson Show, live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9.
To be, and call me naive, a good faith discussion about what's happening right,
but
now.
When we use language that's designed to obscure the truth, that's not good faith. I don't know the details of the assassination threat. Okay. All I can say, based on what you're telling me, is there's an illegal alien in our country who's making menacing threats. Regardless of the facts or circumstances, we don't want him here.
That was Stephen Miller, one of the executives in the cabinet of the Trump administration. And the CNN reporter was trying to get him to was trying to, first of all, set up this false narrative about, well, this person was not illegal, but he was here illegally, to which Stephen Miller says, look, there's no such thing. If you're here and you're not here legally, you are here illegally. You are an illegal alien. It's plain and simple. And if you are here illegally, whether or not you're about to commit a crime, whether or not you're about to be elected pope, it doesn't matter. We don't want you here. If you're going to come into the United States, we want you to come into the United States and follow the legal pattern. Most everybody in the United States, when they go down to Cozumel, when they go down to Turks and Caicos, when they go down to Mexico, when they go down to Australia, when they go down to Brazil, we follow the laws and respect the laws of those countries. We don't try to break their laws. All we ask in return is the same respect. And that's the other thing, too, about communism versus socialism. Socialism allows government to disrespect you. Communism allows government to disrespect you. Because when you're in a socialist government or a communist government, that is all there is, the government. There is no personal, there's no personal achievement. There's no personal achievement allowed. Personal achievement is discouraged, which is why socialist governments and communist governments are not succeeding. Because nobody wants to work because they don't have to. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Along the lines of immigration, an immigration loophole that was still open has been closed. I'll get into that and tell you what that's all about coming up. Tyler Robinson, the man accused of assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk, will stand trial in Utah and will face the death penalty. The judge, Tony Graff, issued the ruling. He also ruled that prosecutors may continue seeking the death penalty in the case. He found that the state established probable cause for the victim-targeted allegation, allowing the capital sentencing enhancement to move forward. It's about time. Here we are, a year after the fact. I think it's pretty cut and dry. We've got the guy on video. We've got his confession on text. Now, of course, his lawyers are going to say that wasn't a confession. He could have been talking about going down to the local supermarket. He could have been talking about going to the sporting goods store. He didn't have to say, blah, blah, blah. This guy succumbed to Trump derangement syndrome. This guy forgot what the American system was all about. If you're going to have an opinion that is against Charlie Kirk, you are going to also have the stomach, or have to have the stomach, to tolerate what Charlie Kirk says. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Robinson, he pleaded not guilty, and he's due back in court October 23rd for a status conference. It's going to be a long time before we see this trial start, so sorry. Oklahoma City councilman is getting threats. Tiger Woods lost his license today. Speaking of licensing versus taxing versus government control, got the latest on Iran coming up and anything else you want to chat about on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Construction continues on the new Toby Keith Expressway in the OKC Metro. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A new whistleblower report claims changes planned by the U.S. Postal Service could disrupt the 2026 midterm elections. Mark Mayfield has more.
Representative Ted Lieu from California agrees.
Leader Jeffries earlier this year established a task force with ranking member Joe Morelli to look at different scenarios where the Trump administration is going to try to suppress the vote of the American people. This is one of the scenarios that they envisioned.
The report comes as mail-in voting is set to begin this week. However, key parts of President Trump's directives on mail-in voting remain blocked by a federal court order. The Trump administration is appealing.
Mayor Brandon Johnson is taking exception to the comments made by President Trump about Chicago's recent violent weekend. Perry Williams has more.
The president posted on social media that Chicago is out of control and he's awaiting a call for help. Mayor Johnson called Trump a sorry individual, and he's not serious about addressing violence.
The president is investing more to bomb children than he is to feed children.
Johnson added that the White House has defunded crime-fighting operations that can help in making communities safer. Last weekend, 41 people were shot and 3 killed in Chicago.
The man who wrote the screenplay for Friday the 13th has passed away. Tammy Trujillo reports.
The script for the 1980 horror classic was written by Victor Miller, who died Monday near San Francisco at the age of 86. Miller wrote several screenplays for director Sean Cunningham, though Friday the 13th is what he's most remembered for. He also wrote for television and won several daytime Emmys during the 1980s for his work on All My Children. Characters created by Miller will return to the screen this fall in a prequel to Friday the 13th called Crystal Lake, which premieres on Peacock on October 15th.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Your Money Minute with Alan Johnson.
1 minute, your money, and here's what matters. Interest rates jumped this week. The 30-year Treasury hit its highest level since 2007, nearly 20 years. And this isn't just an American story. Borrowing costs are moving higher in Europe and Japan as well. Washington stepped in and tried to push those rates back down, and it worked for about a day. And gold noticed, and gold is up roughly 10% this month. And now here's what you and I are watching. Friday, the 28th, Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh speaks in Wyoming, less than 3 weeks before the Fed's next interest rate decision. Wall Street will be listening, so will I. I'm Alan Johnson, 40 years in finance, 28 years in precious metals.
Your Money Minute is presented by Heritage Gold Partners. Call Alan Johnson at 833-577-4653.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com.
Oklahoma City Utilities say discolored tap water reported by some customers was caused by naturally occurring minerals combined with extreme heat and high water demand. Officials say the issue affected water from a Draper water treatment plant, with the city stressing the water remained safe to drink and the problem was cosmetic rather than a health concern. Operational changes have been made to address the issue, with utility staff continuing to monitor the system. Construction continues on the new Toby Keith Expressway in the Oklahoma City Metro, with the OTA recently awarding a $45 million contract for part of the project. Crews have also installed steel beams at several points along the route. Project leaders unveiled designs honoring Oklahoma music icon Toby Keith, with officials saying the roadway will improve travel between South Oklahoma City, Moore, and Norman. OSU Institute of Tech is adding two new programs beginning this fall. The school is set to offer a logistics and supply chain tech degree, along with a new applied artificial intelligence option within its information tech program. School leaders say the goal is to prep graduates for high-demand jobs across the state of Oklahoma. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Oklahoma Turnpike Authority announced its finalized plans for the Toby Keith Expressway, and if you don't like it, then put a boot in your ass. It's the OTA way. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Expect tomorrow to be hot with sizzling sunshine and breezy conditions in the afternoon, reaching a high of 99. Tomorrow night will be breezy in the evening, otherwise clear and humid with a low of 73. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny skies with a breeze and hot hot temperatures, reaching a high of 97 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In November, the nation steps up to the ballot box to make history. But the conversation shaping Oklahoma's future doesn't start in November. It happens right now. From local issues to national headlines, OKC comes together every day to speak out, stay informed, and hold the line. Don't just cast a vote. Be part of the daily movement. Oklahoma's talk. Oklahoma's choice. This is the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And a couple of things we're already talking about. El Reno did own the fact that half of the problem with their water loss with their data center was failure, oversight failure. They just didn't pay close enough attention. That's going to have to change. If we're going to start entering into agreements with data centers where they agree to provide their own power and their own water and their own electricity, we as citizens and we as members of communities are going to continue to have to hold them accountable. We can't just say, okay, yeah, they're going to just do their own thing. You got to continue to hold them accountable. An immigration loophole has been officially closed. We'll get into that coming up. Oklahoma City Council members have defended their decision to approve and renew the contract with the controversial Flock camera system. Flock safety license plate readers, which captured vehicle information, sparked a national debate over safety and privacy rights, not just in Oklahoma, but everywhere. Police say the cameras help officers locate stolen vehicles, missing people, sex trafficking. Privacy advocates say the system is easily misused, which we're hearing stories every day it is being. Recently, Oklahoma City Council renewed a contract with Flock in a split vote, 5-3. Councilman says he's being targeted because of his yes vote, adding that the critics should grow up. Well, then what are you complaining about? Matt Hinkle said when the voting didn't go their way, council members received death threats. Now, I don't believe there should be death threats for anything. And any death threats that are serious that you know about and that you have seen and you can document need to be pursued legally. But Matt Hinkle, I don't think you're going to do that. Because I don't think you're serious about the death threats. City of Oklahoma City currently has around 90 Flock cameras. The cameras are used by police investigations. If you genuinely feel threatened, A, by a gun, B, pursue legal action, because it won't be very hard, if you've had a death threat, to figure out who has made that death threat. And making death threats is illegal. Now, did someone say, I'm going to get you if it's the last thing I do? That's not a death threat. Just like the person last hour who doesn't seem to understand the difference between communism, socialism, and the free market. And doesn't seem to understand that the Democrat Party is being infiltrated by communists. And many in the Democrat Party are letting it happen because they are getting money from the communists. The Democrats screwed things up so badly in the last election. They completely took their brand and they stuffed it into a thimble. That thimble's name was Kamala Harris. And then they flushed that thimble down the toilet. Now I'm talking in hyperbole. When I say the Democrat Party is being taken over by Democrats, I'm not talking in hyperbole. But I am talking in hyperbole when I say the Democrats took a brand, took an attitude, took a lifestyle, took a political philosophy that a lot of people had. I didn't, but a lot of people had. And they ruined it. It was like New Coke. Do you remember when New Coke came along and people were like, what? Why are you doing this? It was like the Cracker Barrel fiasco. Yeah, we're going to rebrand Cracker Barrel to be more like a Zaxby's. Why? People go to Cracker Barrel because it's not Zaxby's or any other chicken place. People go to Cracker Barrel because they want, even if they didn't have a grandmother that cooked like that, they want to think they did. And they want to sit at a table that was like grandma's table. And they want to see the kind of things they saw at grandma's table or great-grandma's table and maybe have a taste of what their table would have been like. Home cooking, because nobody does it anymore. Why would you screw that up?
Well, we got to pursue market share.
Why? You've already got a corner on the market in home cooking. Other restaurants are trying to catch up with you when it comes to home cooking. What do you think of the Bear Grill and the Black Eyed Pea? Those are places that are going after Cracker Barrel because they say, wow, there's something to this home cooking thing. Anyway, so Cracker Barrel came close to ruining their brand. The Democrat Party ruined their brand. They had a guy, Biden. I think that was idiotic. They shouldn't have even run Biden. But it was his turn. And the Democrats fell into that same trap that the Republicans had fallen into some years ago where, okay, who's up here? We've got all these candidates that probably could run for president, but whose turn is it? Not the best candidate, not the person that can win, not the person with the best ideas, the person whose turn it was, the person who was overlooked in the last election, the person who's had certain promises made to them. Hey, if you make this vote in this particular measure, we'll make sure you get a presidential race. Yeah. And that was Biden. And then when Biden literally and figuratively began falling apart before our very eyes, who was left?
Well, we can't get somebody who wasn't voted upon. Well, Kamala wasn't voted upon. She was picked. And she won by proxy with Biden. But she was the next one in line. And I think at that point, many in the Democrat Party just walked away.
And all the money that had been given by all the donors was stuffed in a thimble and flushed down the toilet. Well, guess what? Those same donors are not back. Those same donors are like, I'm not giving money. I'm not giving money till they get a better candidate. And if Kamala's going to be the next person, I'm not giving money. And in the midterms, with all of these socialist ideas that they keep coming up with, and these, I'm not Trump, I'm not Trump, I'm not Trump, and they're not coming up with any ideas of their own, they've forgotten that they're the party of civil rights. They've forgotten that they're the party of women's rights. They've forgotten that they're the party of the common man, the smaller man. Guess who's taking that position over? Guess who is giving that brand a new life? The Republicans. So those donors have gone bye-bye. Who's left? The communist. I guess we got to let these communists do their thing for a while. Otherwise, we're just going to die as a party because we're not going to have any money. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. Speaking of rights versus privileges, Tiger Woods made a plea bargain today. I'll tell you about it and get your calls on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Did you see that the city of L.A. is suing State Farm Insurance? And you know why? Well, the same reason the state of Oklahoma is suing State Farm Insurance, because State Farm is becoming very flaky. This time for L.A., it's about paying back claims for people's houses that were burned down in the fires. They're trying to say,
yeah, it was an arson. Sorry, it was started by somebody, so we can't cover it unless it was some sort of accident. And I'm sorry, can't do that.
Well, we'll see you in court, okay? Now, the reason I'm telling you about it is that it doesn't really matter who your insurer is. When you do get some repairs done to your home that are storm-related, hail damage, wind damage, hell, even heat damage these days, you'll need somebody on your side, a contractor who knows what they're doing, and a contractor that'll explain to the insurance company, look, we're more than just repairing this. We're more than just replacing it. We are fortifying it. And that is the McRoof. McRoof.us. Well, they'll make sure your house is well-preserved. McRoof.us. Give them a call. 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. They've been doing this over 40 years in Oklahoma. They've seen everything that Oklahoma weather can throw at you. And they've seen everything, every little trick in the book the insurance company can pull as well. Powered by Roof RX. McRoof.us, 405-877-7663. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Looking for a great deal on your next firearm? Then don't miss the used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Labor Day through Wednesday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms. Save big on a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Hurry, this is a three-day only event, and when they're gone, they're gone. The used gun flash sale going on Labor Day through Wednesday only at H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 in Meridian.
Gentlemen, this Saturday, over 180 head will sell at the 27th Annual Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale. Make plans now to be at the Carroll Cattle Company Sale Facility near Perkins. The OAA Gathering Sale will include 70 registered Angus lots and 100 commercial Angus and Black Baldy Spring Calving Bred Heifers. Most are AI bred to calve early spring. This is a high-quality consignment you don't want to miss. The Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale this Saturday at noon. For more information and to view the catalog, visit MCSI.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies, 73 for the low. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 97 the high. Tomorrow night, 73 the low. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 98. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 100. Labor Day outlook, partly cloudy, high 100. 97 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. What do you think of El Reno restored its water and admitted that it made a mistake? An immigration loophole has closed. And I wanted to get into that real quick. Tourist visas have become a Trojan horse for permanent immigration. While Washington has spent years focusing on the southern border, one of the most consequential loopholes is at a consulate where someone promises to visit temporarily and then later files for asylum so they can stay. And that's why the Trump administration is preparing to revoke a visitor visa of up to 200,000 foreign nationals who later sought asylum. Critics call it anti-immigrant. But enforcing the terms of a visa defends every immigrant who entered legally and honestly. It's also how the United States protects the integrity of legal immigration. A visitor begins with a representation that an applicant is seeking permission to enter the United States temporarily. It's called a B-1 visa, and it lets limited business activities such as attending meetings and conferences, while a B-2 visa covers tourism, vacation, visits with family and friends, and certain medical treatment. Applications must complete the visa application, establish a legitimate purpose for the trip, and persuade the government that they intend to leave when they authorize when their authorized stay ends. When I go to Cozumel, for instance, to go on a dive trip, I, at the border, show them my passport. They grant me, the first thing they ask me is when I'm departing. I tell them the date. And if it's 4 days, 5 days, whatever it is, they grant me a 5-day visitor's visa. And they stamp it, and off I go. And then when my 5 days are up and I'm leaving, I go through customs once again, and they stamp it again so that they know that I entered legally and I exited legally. And that's all the United States wants to do. Asylum, by contrast, protects people who have suffered persecution or have well-founded fears of persecution because of their race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership in a particular social group. This is what the Obama administration has been abusing. They've been letting anybody and everybody apply for asylum, and they don't even ask them what it is. Or if they do, they don't care. What is your reason for asylum? My religious beliefs. And that's all they say.
What are your religious beliefs?
I'm Roman Catholic.
Most of your country's Roman Catholic.
Oh, yeah, but,
I'm a Reformed Roman Catholic who believes in transubstantiation versus consubstantiation. All right, you're going to get to stay. Revocation matters because many visitor visas allow multiple trips to the United States over several years. Once revoked, the visa can no longer be used to enter or re-enter the country, preventing someone who has applied for asylum from continuing to travel under the temporary visa classification. Revoking a visitor's visa does not deny a pending asylum claim or result in immediate deportation. It just closes the door for future entry while the government separately determines whether the asylum claim is legitimate. So that loophole was closed today by the Trump administration. That is a good thing. And once again, it will curb some of the illegal immigration that we've been dealing with on Freedom 96.9. What do you think of the immigration loophole being closed today? Oklahoma Turnpike Authority finalized plans for the Toby Keith Expressway. You don't like it?
Put a boot in your ass. It's the OTA way.
Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
The town of El Reno. They may be out of water thanks to a data center, but they are not out of great deals on automobiles from the Frontier Auto Group. I know. El Reno has replenished its water supply, which also makes me say, huh. Well, if that's all it takes, a day or so to replenish the water supply after a problem that a data center caused, maybe the data centers aren't the problem? At any rate, Frontier Auto Group, they have a great supply of vehicles, whether it's Chevy, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, all there in one location off the roundabout at Route 66 on El Reno's Auto Alley. And I will broadcast from the Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, Jeep dealership Friday 4 to 7. Hope to see you come by and I'll get you a glass of water. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net, the website for whatever you're looking for. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, a short drive from Oklahoma City or wherever you are.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Foundation Church is launching in Mustang, Oklahoma. We are built on Jesus, growing together and making an impact. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. and be part of what God is building. Visit foundationchurch.live for more details.
Modus Health. They don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain. They find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
But Iran and Oman will take part in a revenue-sharing agreement as part of an interim deal to reopen the control of the Strait of Hormuz. That's a non-starter. What are you even doing? Number one, Oman's supposed to be an ally of ours, and you'd worked out a toll-sharing, revenue-sharing agreement with this outlaw nation, Iran? I mean, that is subversive.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Partly cloudy, low 73. Partly cloudy, high of 97 tomorrow. 73 tomorrow night's low. Into Saturday, partly cloudy and a high of 98. Partly cloudy, high of 100 on Sunday. Labor Day outlook, partly cloudy, high of 100. So, going to be a hot and sunny Labor Day. Not good if you're outside, but if you're going to be smoking some meat like we will at the Matthews Mansion, not bad.
97 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Todd is in Chickasha. Hi, Todd. Thanks for hanging on.
Yes, sir. I just started listening a few minutes ago, and I am a regular listener. But I have a question. The smelter plant in Inola, how many people up there went crazy when a marijuana grow facility went in? And then you go anywhere from, I don't know, El Reno to Yukon or wherever a data center wants to go in. Did they freak out when grow facilities went in there? And, you know, it just makes me wonder.
Well, really. those are very, very good questions. I don't have the answers to them, and I bet nobody else does either. Now, the big difference between the grow facilities and the smelter is a partially federal project. And the grow facilities were completely private projects. So a lot of times when a grow facility was coming in, people didn't know about it till it was too late and they were being installed. But it's a great concept because I would think you have more of a reason to be outraged about a grow center, particularly if it's an illegal grow center, than you would a government-sponsored smelter.
And part of the, you know, I'm not, you know, Einstein, but part of the grow facilities are owned by China and
yes.
And what I don't.
Well, because of a loophole, because all you have to have is an American owner to take that license. And so the Chinese will pay somebody $60,000, $80,000 a year to just take that license and hold that license while they use that license to grow marijuana that they're going to either sell abroad or elsewhere in the United States.
Okay. And then one other thing I thought about. Do the Mexican cartel own any of our grow facilities?
By proxy, yes, because many of them are paying these Chinese to come in here and do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are my questions tonight.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I would be, as an American, I would be more outraged by that than a smelter coming in. Now, I sympathize with Farmer Brown, who's ranching some cattle, and his land may about butt up next to the property where the smelter's coming in. The problem is that rancher knew that property was federal property and had been set aside for federal use going back to the 1950s. And it's not the government's fault that he didn't anticipate they would use that property at some point for a smelter. It should have occurred to Farmer Brown that that it could happen.
Well, I will agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I just appreciate your input very much.
Todd, thank you. Those are good questions, and you're bringing up an excellent point. You're bringing up a backhanded excellent point. There really is more reason to be outraged by these growing centers that came in, and that came in higgledy-biggledy with absolutely very little, if any, regulation. And then when we tried to apply regulation, it was already too late. And there ended up costing us more money than they're making us in tax revenue. When a smelter, it's going to be free money. Free tax money. Free employment for people. The same with the data centers. I'm not saying you should not have a say in whether the data center comes in or not. I'm saying we must not be hysterical about the data centers. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A Washington man is recovering after being attacked by a bear while hunting in remote Alaska. Brad Ford reports.
Jaden Nicaragua was hunting with his cousin last Thursday when a bear charged out of the brush at him. He didn't have time to react as the bear bit his face. His cousin had a gun and fired at the bear, but the bear came after him. He turned face down, put his hands over his neck, and the bear left the area. They got Jaden's bleeding under control and hiked a half mile where they called for help. Jaden was transferred to Harborview Medical Center where he faces more surgeries.
A new study is raising concerns about xylitol, a common sugar substitute found in products like chewing gum and sugar-free foods. Researchers found people with high blood pressure levels had a greater risk of heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular events, though the study does not prove xylitol causes those problems. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. A retired veteran came into our office after his storm claim was denied, and he told me something that I'll never forget. He said, "Noble, I served my country for over 20 years, and I kept my word every single day. I just expected the insurance company would keep theirs." That hit me hard, because at the end of the day, insurance is supposed to be a promise. You pay your premiums, and when disaster strikes, they help you put your life back together. But too many Oklahoma homeowners are finding out that getting fair treatment can become a battle all by itself. At McIntyre Law, we believe people deserve accountability, honesty, and respect from their insurance company. And when they don't get it, we fight. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. I'm Noble McIntyre, and that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com.
Oklahoma City Utilities say discolored tap water reported by some customers was caused by naturally occurring minerals combined with extreme heat and high water demand. Officials say the issue affected water from the Draper Water Treatment Plant, with the city stressing the water remained safe to drink and the problem was cosmetic rather than a health concern. Operational changes have been made to address the issue, with utility staff continuing to monitor the system. Construction continues on the new Toby Keith Expressway in the Oklahoma City Metro, with the OTA recently awarding a $45 million contract for part of the project. Crews have also installed steel beams at several points along the route. Project leaders unveiled designs honoring Oklahoma music icon Toby Keith, with officials saying the roadway will improve travel between South Oklahoma City, Moore, and Norman. OSU Institute of Tech is adding two new programs beginning this fall. The school is set to offer a logistics and supply chain tech degree, along with a new applied artificial intelligence option within its information tech program. School leaders say the goal is to prep graduates for high-demand jobs across the state of Oklahoma.
That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Another local teacher wanted for getting a little too detailed in her sex ed classes.
Lee Matthews with more on that coming up as Oklahoma's Talk Radio Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Expect tomorrow to be hot with sizzling sunshine and breezy conditions in the afternoon, reaching a high of 99. Tomorrow night will be breezy in the evening, otherwise clear and humid with a low of 73. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny skies with a breeze and hot temperatures, reaching a high of 97 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Well, I mean, a few things that I know about Hassan Piker.
Okay.
One, he's an idiot. And two, he's not a Democrat. So I don't answer for idiots, and I don't answer for people who are not Democrats. Thank God Hassan Piker doesn't want in our frat because we don't want him.
James Carville, the godfather of the Democrat Party, basically talking about the communist infiltration of his party. And he is encouraging them to find their own party. He better be careful. His party needs money, and the only money they're getting is from the communists. Lee Matthews in the Drive on Freedom 96.9, and we started at the show today with a listener asking, why am I trying to make it sound like the Democrat Party is being infiltrated by communists, saying they're not communists, they're socialists? To which I say, socialism is only a small degree of communism. And if you allow socialism to take root, it quickly blooms into communism. Anytime you give the government more control, you give the people less control. You hear this term, democratic socialism. There is no such thing. The more socialism you allow, the less democracy you are allowing. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Charles is in Chickasha. Thank you for hanging on.
Oh, you're welcome, man. My question is, can you give a little definition of what these smelter plants that you're talking about
out there right now? Oh, the smelter plant?
Yeah, the smelting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Aluminum has to be, like a lot of metals, it has to be refined in fire so that it can be manipulated to make whatever we want to make with aluminum. In particular, we need aluminum to help build our infrastructure for artificial intelligence in the future. And the only place we get aluminum already smelted is from the United Arab Emirates right now. We stopped making our own aluminum a long time ago.
Well, that's what I was thinking, that we were getting it imported and we weren't making it anymore.
And we need to make more so we can stay ahead of the Chinese.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing about the Inola plant. They want to put the Inola plant on government property that was originally allocated back in the 1950s for a nuclear power plant that was never built.
Right. And it should have been built.
Correct. It's right there on the Kermit-McClelland Waterway, which is a canal that was dug to allow oil traffic to be brought in to the Tulsa refineries. So,
correct. Yeah.
Yeah. As the, I'm repeating this, it sounds like to you, but there's a lot of people listening who don't know this. Downriver from Oklahoma is a little town in Arkansas on the Arkansas River called bauxite. It's called bauxite because bauxite is an element we need to use to smelt the aluminum. Just like coke is an element we use to smelt iron ore. Into steel.
Okay.
Yeah. So bauxite and aluminum ore are smelted to make what we know of as aluminum. And so it's going to be easy for us to get the bauxite from Bauxite, Arkansas, tugged up the Arkansas River into the Kermit-McClelland Waterway there to Inola, where it'll be unloaded at that smelting plant, smelted into aluminum. And because it's right there on 412 and a major crossroads between two major railroads, Kansas City Southern and BNSF, we can railroad the finished product out to where it needs to go, or we can truck the product out where it needs to go.
Right. There's traffic way every which way around.
Absolutely. It. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a win. It's a win, 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 win.
Right.
Now, the folks of Inola are worried it's going to turn into another Pitcher Oklahoma. The process of smelting aluminum has advanced to the point where there is no byproduct. There is no pollution.
Right, which was originally why they kind of stopped doing it in America.
Yeah, because the EPA got its hooks and everything. The EPA wouldn't let you back your car out of your driveway. So
right. Yeah, they went crazy with it.
Yeah.
My other question is I've heard you mention Louisiana, and you were talking about your homestead in Louisiana.
Yes.
What part are you in down there?
Well,
my grandparents have it.
My grandparents and great grandparent going all the way back to 1765. We were just outside of a little town called New Iberia.
I know where New Iberia is. My grandparents were from Franklin.
Okay. Yeah. Know it well.
We have a homestead there, too.
Yeah. So I imagine that was sugar land?
Yes.
I mean, if it
was all sugar plantation.
Yeah. If it didn't, it was once upon a time. We're still farming sugar, although it's being taken care of by sharecroppers. So there's enough money comes in from the sugar crop to keep the house painted and to keep the electricity on, but we're not rolling in dough. So.
Yeah. Well, I know all that area, Generette.
Yeah.
Four Corners, all that area down through there.
Yeah. So I grew up there. My dad and my other grandpa on my dad's side is from Oklahoma.
Okay.
So my grandpa was a foreman at the old Phillips 66 plant. That's where DeLisi Concrete is now, there at the Fort Smith Junction. Okay, and Dad was born here. Dad ended up going to school down there when my grandpa was transferred down there to be a foreman of a gas plant down in Louisiana, and that's where Dad met Mom on campus.
Right.
So,
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, talking about going up the Arkansas River.
Yeah.
My grandpa, he did up and down the Mississippi River.
Uh-huh.
He owned a tugboat service.
Wow.
And he transported everything up and down the Mississippi River. And he was gone usually 6-8 months at a time.
Now, was it the whole Mississippi, or was he out of Morgan City, up the Whiskey Bay Pilot Channel and all that?
I'm not sure. I know he went up through Morgan City.
Okay. That was the Whiskey Bay Pilot Channel. Yep.
Yeah. But he owned his own tugboat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did as long as I, knew.
Yeah. Probably a lot of oil-related business. Probably.
I know there was a lot of oil that he was pushing on the barges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a large picture of him that's in my den of him and his tugboat.
Yeah.
But he stayed gone all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he came home. My grandma would get pregnant. He would leave again, come back, and have another kid.
I had a lot of friends whose dads worked offshore or whose dads worked on crew boats or tugboats or dredges. And, they were gone more than they were at home. But they made good money.
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He provided very well for the family.
Yeah, that was it. They made a lot of good money, but they couldn't spend it on anything because they were never home.
Right. Yep. Well, I appreciate you explaining that the smelter for me.
Sure, Charles. Thanks a lot for listening in.
You have a good day.
You too. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews in The Drive. I love it when they ask some of these people that are centenarians, live to be 100, what's the secret to a long life? And they all have different answers. And the reason they all have different answers is there is no secret formula. It's a lot of little things that you do right. One of those little things is to make sure you always have access to health care. And the best way to make sure you always have access to health care is to make sure when you do get eligible for Medicare, you get signed up for it. Now, it doesn't cover everything, but the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, and it's all in their name, by the way, will keep you well-preserved. And make sure you got everything that's coming to you and fill in the blanks along the way. If you're confused, give them a call, 405-848-5790. If you were born in 1961, cha-ching, you're eligible. Getting the phone calls, the emails, the texts, cha-ching, you are eligible. And open season is not only coming for deer, but also to make changes. So if you have any changes to your current plan you want to make, cha-ching, you can call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9. and freedom969.com.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain. They find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
When you're finally off the clock after a long day, dishes put away, kids asleep, feet kicked up, heartburn. Don't let heartburn take over your hard-earned moment. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Nothing works faster for heartburn relief. Alka-Seltzer effervescent tablets begin neutralizing stomach acid in seconds, so you can get back to your one more episode marathon. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Because nothing works faster for heartburn relief. Use as directed.
But I have an after-school job. I think I want to buy a drum kit.
Okay, Rockstar. Let's look at your account.
When kids start making money, Chase has easy-to-use tools and expert bankers to help them learn how to manage it.
And next month, I'll buy the bass drum and the cymbals. Oh, and maybe some noise-canceling headphones for you.
Aw, you've thought of everything. Help kids save, budget, and build financial independence all with Chase. That's good for kids and good for parents. Visit your local Chase branch and get started.
Accounts subject to approval. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Like the way you work it.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, low 73.
I like the way you work it.
Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 97. Tomorrow night, 73, the low. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 98. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 100. And then Labor Day outlook, partly cloudy, high 100. So be careful over the Labor Day weekend. It's going to be hot. I know I am way overdue on some yard work, but fortunately, the grass has gone dormant and it hasn't grown any. 405-608-4377. 97 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9. Phil in Edmond, thank you for hanging on, sir.
Hey, I just have a little silly question. Your newsman, is it Bo, middle initial B, last name Kraft, or is it Bo, last name B, Kraft?
Last name B, Kraft.
Okay.
And I tease him. I tease him because I don't know if you remember, back in the 80s and 90s, there was a semi-famous brand of catamaran sailboats that were called Hobie Kraft. H-O-B-I-E Kraft.
Yeah.
When I first when I first heard his name, I thought he was saying, "I'm Hobie Kraft." And I thought, "Is that your radio name or what?" And he corrected me. "No, it's Bo B. Kraft." And I said, "You mean Bo B. Kraft, the Hobie Kraft?"
All right. Well, I just, the way he says it all together, I've never been sure. And I thought, what the heck? Ask a question.
I don't think he's I don't think he's in good voice tonight. He's I think he's got an allergy to sumac, which is blooming everywhere.
Oklahoma. Yeah. If it's not one thing, it's another.
If it's not one thing, it's another. I was at the range the other day, and my nose just started uncontrollably running. And and I looked over, and there was about a bunch of sumac, and I said, "That's got to be what it is." That and cedar.
Absolutely.
Cedar in the spring, sumac in the fall.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you, Phil. Glad you're listening on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Joe writes, "Lee, I wonder if that Bitcoin mining place in El Reno has its water service even going through a meter. If not, no telling how much water they've been using for the last 5 or 6 years. Why didn't the silly city do a follow-up inspection?" That's the question, Joe. And the answer to your question is, I don't think they did. Because I keep reading it was a private hydrant that they had installed, probably because they were trying to bypass having any kind of meter tell the city where the water was going, which is how the 3.8 million gallons ended up getting wasted. Carla writes, "The only registered Democrats were able to be eligible in the primary and runoff elections of 2026.
The Democrat officials failed to submit the necessary paperwork in the required time frame, so independent voters were not eligible to vote in the Democrat primary in 2026. Carla, revoke my rock and roll disc jockey license. I knew that and forgot it. I talked about it back in, I guess it was April. So you're right. And you brought this up because I was talking about how Jasmine Thomas, who won the Democrat primary for senator to run against, the Republican. Anyway, she won the Democrat primary by the slimmest of margins against her opponent, but 81% of eligible Democrats did not vote. So that's how she won. And I was speculating that no independents voted for her. Well, you're right. No independents did vote for her because independents weren't allowed to participate because the Democrats didn't file the paperwork that was necessary. Thank you for reminding me, Carla. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. My brother is in his 50s, and he just got a new job where he's actually getting some decent benefits. And I talked to him on the phone, and he said, hey, I hope this is not too late, because, you know, I said, no, it's never too late to get benefits. And it's never too late to start planning for retirement. But what is important is that you start. Not important when you start, it's just important that you start. It's Lee Matthews, and I started with Michael McGuire when I actually had some money that I had been in a nest egg for the past 20, 30 years, and I brought it to him, and I said, I don't know what you can do with this. And he said, well, no, this isn't the most I've ever dealt with, but it's not the least ever. And he says, here's what we can turn it into, and he showed me on a spreadsheet. And I was like, cha-ching, let's do this. And we are. So I will not only be ready for retirement when I'm ready to retire, because I don't know when that's going to be, but I will be ready to retire comfortably thanks to the Michael McGuire, McGuire Cap organization. So McGuireCap.com, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuire Capital.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Gentlemen, this Saturday, over 180 head will sell at the 27th Annual Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale. Make plans now to be at the Carroll Cattle Company Sale Facility near Perkins. The OAA Gathering Sale will include 70 registered Angus lots and 100 commercial Angus and Black Baldy Spring calving bred heifers. Most are AI bred to calve early spring. This is a high-quality consignment you don't want to miss. The Oklahoma Angus Association Gathering Sale this Saturday at noon. For more information and to view the catalog, visit mcsauction.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillbeck. We have a lot to talk about on your Thursday morning. We're learning more about the purchaser of the Gold Dome in Oklahoma City and what the future might hold for the landmark. There was a lot of news overnight. We'll talk about the stories you may have missed while you slept, and let's take a deep dive into the stories that impact you and your family the most. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments. It all starts at 7 on Thursday morning on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies, low tonight of 73, partly cloudy tomorrow, 97 for the high, tomorrow night low 73, Saturday partly cloudy, high 98, Sunday partly cloudy, high of 100, outlook for Labor Day partly cloudy, high 100. It's 97 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lacey writes, you bleeping idiot, Lee Matthews. The data center in Stillwater plans to use 3.5 million gallons per day. So, yeah, they replenished the system in 24 hours after it was run dry. So you're basically saying give the data center all the water and have none for people. You can't even do basic math. Also, by the way, I'm no leftist. Trump all the way, but you're just a roach man. Okay, Lucy, or Lacey, first of all, punctuation matters. So who is the bleeping idiot here? Likewise, and respectfully, as I'm not using any profanity, as I'm trying to have a logical adult conversation with you, the Stillwater Center was built before the state mandating water and power be self-generated by the data centers. So your argument does not apply. Sorry. Let's see. Thirdly, you're not listening to my argument. My argument is if this data center is going to be wasting all of this water, and the water is replenishing in just a few hours, no one's being denied any water. But I'm not saying that we need to give the data centers all the water they want. The state mandate requires they provide their own water, recycle their own water, and provide their own power. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Shane writes, Lee, yesterday you had a call asking about Elon Musk and wanting to build a launch center for space exploration somewhere in South Louisiana. I think I know where that is. Elon Musk was wanting to build a launch center for space exploration near Pecan Island. Pecan Island is a marshy island in South Louisiana and Vermilion Parish. It borders what is known as the Louisiana Gulf Coast, just on the outside of what is known as Vermilion Bay. They were wanting to use 130,000 acres of land to do this and build this center. My son, who still lives down there, called me about it last week because there's a petition to try to stop it. The pros are that it brings an influx of money to an economy that desperately needs it. Notoriety for the area that otherwise is widely unknown to most of the country, and not to mention jobs. The cons? It could destroy wildlife and an ecosystem that gives South Louisiana its identity and culture. In my opinion, this is priceless, but I guess I'm just old-fashioned. Oh, and the jobs. For whom will the jobs be provided? This isn't one of those fisherman, farmer kind of South Louisiana jobs, and many people in this area don't have the smarts to do rocket launch facility kind of work. So I guess the jobs aren't really professional after all. I'm not saying that they're dumb or stupid. You know as well as I do that there's a lot of wisdom and smarts in those marshes and swamps, but not many of them have the chops to launch a rocket. Shane, that is very well written. Thank you. I But that is not to say that if the facility were built, it wouldn't attract that type of engineering or mechanical type of person to relocate to that area if the job were stable enough. Now, I know of the area where you speak, and it's a pretty deserted area. I think the nearest town is a town called Intercoastal City, which was an oil town, and there's not much there now. So they would have to live, whoever works there would probably have to live in a neighboring town or a town where there was some sort of services, schools, what have you. But there are several in the area that are within 20 miles of where that facility would be. As far as destroying the wildlife, the wildlife there in Louisiana is amazingly resilient. I have seen alligators and beavers and otters and all the wildlife you can imagine able to not only survive all of the oil infrastructure that is in that area, but the concrete and modern infrastructure that has gone in to support the oil industry not only survive but thrive. So I wouldn't worry too much about that.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. An OKC council member defending his vote to renew the city's contract with Flock cameras. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump is touting a new oil agreement with Venezuela that gives American companies a major role in developing 17 oil fields holding more than 65 billion barrels of proven reserves. Trump says the deal will boost U.S. energy supplies and lower gas prices, but analysts say a significant increase in production could take years. A federal judge in upstate New York is striking down a law that would have required fossil fuel companies to pay for climate change effects.
The judge ruled New York State overstepped its authority by passing the Climate Change Superfund Act. The measure orders companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron to pay a total of $75 billion to help the state implement its climate change recovery program. The money, which had never been paid, would have gone towards making infrastructure upgrades that fight off flooding and other weather-related issues across the state. New York State officials say they're reviewing all legal options. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says that the state will stop using Social Security survivor benefits belonging to children in foster care to cover the cost of their care. Katie Gray reports.
It's a common practice known as the orphan tax. The decision aims to ensure that these benefits stay with the children they were intended for, according to the governor. The state's moves follows a nationwide effort to end the practice, with 30 states having already made changes. Watch Fox 57 reports that the South Carolina Department of Social Services will include $1.6 million in its budget request to replace the benefits currently used.
The CDC has launched a new overdose prevention data channel, bringing fatal and non-fatal overdose statistics, prevention strategies, and federal resources together in one place. The move comes as provisional data shows U.S. overdose deaths continuing to decline, down 12.3% over the last year. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good, different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com.
An Oklahoma City council member is defending his vote to renew the city's contract with Flock license plate reader cameras. Councilman Matt Hinkle says council members received threats after the contract passed on a 5-3 vote. Supporters say the cameras help solve crimes and locate missing people, while critics argue they raise privacy concerns and can be misused. Oklahoma City currently has about 90 of the cameras in operation. Firefighters battled a large salvage yard fire Monday afternoon in southeastern Oklahoma City, with several vehicles and other materials catching fire near Southeast 59th and High. Thick smoke could be seen across the area as crews worked to contain the blaze. No injuries have been reported, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Transportation planners are asking for public input on the Oklahoma City Metro's long-term growth plan. A project called Encompass 2050 looks at ways to accommodate hundreds of thousands of new residents in the coming decades. Options include expanded public transit, commuter rail service, and different development strategies. Officials say public feedback will help shape future transportation priorities.
That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
MetRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. MetRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663. A state income tax break for some gun owners? Sounds like a trap to me. You tell me what you think when I give you the details. On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, continuing in 30 seconds, I'm Lee Matthews.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Expect tomorrow to be hot with sizzling sunshine and breezy conditions in the afternoon, reaching a high of 99. Tomorrow night will be breezy in the evening, otherwise clear and humid with a low of 73. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny skies with a breeze and hot temperatures, reaching a high of 97 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
Should I be elected governor?
On the new Freedom 96.9.
I would put a moratorium, a pause on any new project.
Not last week.
It's scary that we let out our most racist.
Not yesterday.
We let out the worst of the worst out of that, okay?
Keep up with what's happening.
Nobody is trying to push Sharia law on anyone else.
Now.
Nobody is trying to push canon law on anybody else.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
Over 2,000 could not speak or read English.
Oklahoma's talk radio.
And they still were able to get a state license.
It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
You want a big example of what a right is versus what a privilege is? It happened today in the form of a plea bargain that Tiger Woods made. He got a plea deal on his DUI charges. He will give up his driver's license for 5 years. By the looks of his record, it needed to be revoked. Best he can drive is 200 to 300 yards, depending on which wood he uses. And, he has violated the terms of his driver's license, so his privilege to drive is being revoked. And he's made enough money. I don't think he'll have any problem finding somebody to drive him around wherever he needs to go. Safely. And he did have some problems with substance abuse, I think, that needed to be addressed. The fact that he did so overseas has me a little worried that it wasn't serious. I don't know. 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
My name is Bruce.
And where are you, Bruce?
Bison, Oklahoma.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the Arkansas River earlier. I didn't know if you guys have heard anything about that 4.25 million gallons of sewage waste coming out of Pueblo, Colorado that got in there that shut down the reservoir in John Hasty.
No, I hadn't
reservoir
heard that.
There in Colorado. It is a real deal. There's no fishing or nothing mm-hmm. at John Martin right now. So I didn't know how much that's going to affect.
No, and how did that, do we know how that amount of sewage got dumped into the Arkansas River up there in Colorado?
Apparently it was a busted sewage pipe from all I heard.
Okay.
But I didn't know if you knew anything about it, but I know the Arkansas River comes down here, so people might want to be aware of that to see if it affects some of us down here.
It'll affect Tulsa, where a lot of people kayak the river.
Well, you were talking about that smelter plant earlier,
yeah.
too. So.
Yeah. But now, I don't know if Tulsa gets any of its water supply from the Arkansas. I know that the data center in Pryor and in Stillwater, I don't know where Stillwater gets it, but I know the one in Pryor uses the Grand River. So that's a different tributary. But that's a collective ooh.
That is definitely an ooh. And it's just something for people to look out for because I'm sure it might make its way down there somehow.
Yeah. I have rafted the Colorado up there in Well, I've rafted the Arkansas up in the Colorado area where it's rapids running through Canyon City and Royal Gorge up in that area.
Yeah, I'm actually originally from Colorado, so.
What part?
No, I'm from the southeast corner, but I have family that live
La Junta?
All over Colorado.
La Junta?
No, farther. I lived in a little town called Springfield.
Okay. Yeah, I know where that is because I had my great grandmother was from La Junta.
Okay. Yeah. I have family that lives there too.
Yeah. So I know it fairly well.
Yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up to the attention of the Oklahoma people, because I know that affects some of us. So.
You drive into La Junta, and you'd swear you're still in Kansas.
You are right about that.
You're driving across the prairie. Thank you very much, Bruce. You're driving across the prairie, and you're wondering, wow, when am I going to get to Colorado? And you've been in Colorado for a full hour. So, yeah. Might start seeing the mountains in the distance there. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews with the drive.
They were trying to rebuild the radar systems, and the United States was watching. And then just before they completed this construction, that's when these strikes took place.
That is Trey Yance of Fox News in the Middle East reporting on the Iranian situation. President Trump declared Iran a failed nation yesterday, claiming the country's economically and militarily broken. As renewed fighting in the United States raises questions how much leverage Tehran still has left. He tweeted on, he didn't tweet, he put on Truth Social, Iran is officially a failed nation. It is dead. They have no navy, no air force, and no currency, and they are not paying their soldiers or police. Trump claimed the Iranian inflation had reached 300% and said the country's leadership was in total disarray and incapable of properly representing the country. Iran is facing pressure from nearly every direction, renewed U.S. military strikes, tighter sanctions, and a steep drop in oil exports raised fresh questions about how long Tehran can keep absorbing the economic pain and still maintain leverage against Washington. Now, what was going on with what Trey Yanks was talking about was the United States was monitoring the situation with the Iranians, and they knew the Iranians were trying to rebuild certain radar facilities. And they waited till they were just about ready to turn on the power, and that's when they fired. So it was a dead hit, and they blew the whole place up. Likewise, they noticed Iranians trying to once again lay mines in the Strait of Hormuz. And right after they finished laying the mines, they went in and took them out, and they blew up the mines. So the United States is staying on top of it. The new aircraft carrier that has arrived and relieved the Abraham Lincoln is fully laden with ammunition and war machinery and is ready to carry out whatever orders the president is willing to give. So I don't think there is any reasonable doubt that the United States will be able to thrive against Iran. We've also been able to negotiate Iran's allies away from them. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Construction is pressing ahead on the new turnpike segment designed to honor legendary Oklahoman Toby Keith while improving travel around Oklahoma and the city metro. Well, for the trucking industry, certainly. The Toby Keith Expressway is a section of the Oklahoma City Outer Loop and part of the larger turnpike project extended to expand mobility from South Oklahoma City to Moore and Norman. During the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority meeting, experts provided construction updates on several projects, including a full diamond interchange between the Toby Keith Expressway and Western Avenue. That portion of the project begins just west of Western Avenue and extends east to South Santa Fe Avenue. The agency awarded the $45 million contract to Sherwood Construction to complete part of that project. Elsewhere along the route, steel beams have been placed in the Canadian River Bridge, and beams have also been placed near Norman. Layden Nelson, Access Oklahoma Program Manager, also released renderings of the Toby Keith Expressway design. Dana Weber praised the effort, saying that they thought it was really wonderful and that no one could think of any other member of the Oklahoma that has represented Oklahoma values better than Toby Keith and his family. Still, if you didn't like it, they'll put a boot in your ass. It's the OTA way.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night and put his ass.
405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Phoenix writes, Lee, my wife and I were talking earlier, and she brought up a really good point regarding the Lindsey Clancy issue. We were discussing the whole Lindsey Clancy issue, the woman who got popped in New York City and killed her own children and is trying to plead insanity due to postpartum, not depression, but what are they calling it? They're calling it postpartum when you go nuts. Okay. Anyway, Phoenix goes on to say, I'm going to try to quote my wife as correctly as I can, but it was along the lines of, you like all of the Mad Max dystopian post-apocalyptic stuff, right? You're pretty much living in it right now. We are desensitizing the entire nation that lives life one social media swipe at a time. We have women out here lining up like cult members for a woman who offered her children, make no mistake, Lindsey Clancy walks, it'll absolutely set a precedent for more crimes like hers to occur. She's an icon to a lot of people, and if that doesn't disturb you, I don't know what will. We have people out here casually stabbing people in the streets and getting mowed down on camera like the Hunger Games. We have influencers getting in front of cameras in their caves, screaming about anti-capitalism, stolen land, and how much they hate America, while making gobs of money and extremely gullible people whilst doing it in America. We have illegals and Muslims killing Americans left and right, openly saying they want to do it, and we're supposed to ignore the obvious and just pretend it's all okay and virtue signal for them and pander to them. Yeah, she was right. It's some pretty dystopian BS going on right now in 2026. Well, Phoenix, I think if you look at it strictly from the perspective of social media, yeah, that's what you're going to see. And the reason you're going to see that is a lot of that is put there to get you to react. And the best thing you can do is not react. A lot of people ask me, when somebody is responding to you online, on social media, do you let them drag you into a long, drawn-out trolling debate? And I say, no. I might respond once or twice, but then I'll just usually drop it. Because after a while, you realize that the person you're debating with does not want to listen to reason. They just want to complain. And that's what social media has given many people who did not have a platform for which they could complain, a media to do complain. Complaining is when you're griping about a problem that you have no solution for, nor are you willing to find a solution to that problem. That's why I don't usually allow a lot of complaining on this program. If somebody calls and they're complaining, I'll let them go for a while and then I'll stop them and say, okay, what is your solution? Let's talk about your solution. My solution, for instance, I started out the program talking about the infiltration of communism into the Democrat Party. My solution to that problem is for the old guard and the mainstream Democrats to refute the infiltration of communist and communist attitudes into their party. And remember, they are the party of civil rights. They are the party of women's rights. They are the party of the little man. They are the party of less government control and interference in your private life. Yet they are allowing these communists to come into their party and tell them that it's a good thing to have more government control. It's a good thing for the government to tell the American people how to educate their children, to tell the American people and even make the American people work in a certain way so that it'll be good for the government and then good for the people. That's communistic. That is not individualism. That is not individual achievement. There's a group of people telling the Democrats that they need to tax and spend because that's what gives the government more control and the people less control. And this entire movement has also trying to convince the Democrat Party that a group of a few people should be the only ones to dictate what and how this all happens. And most of them are overeducated and bitter and inexperienced. And that's why they're appealing to communism, because it gives them free stuff without them having to work for it. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name? Hello?
Hey, Lee.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, this is Shane.
Hey, Shane. Good to hear from you, sir. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I was just calling to talk about the email I sent you last night about the launch center in Louisiana.
Yeah, now you are. Are you
already?
Are you in Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
Okay. So Elon Musk wanted to build a launch center in deep south Louisiana, basically on the marshes down there. And the Louisianians, we don't know if it's a done deal yet, do we?
We do not.
Yeah. But
I was just called. I heard the guy talking about it yesterday. I was walking in a softball game and couldn't really call and chime in, so I figured I'd tell you what I knew.
Yeah, go ahead, because I think a lot of people don't understand. Right now, I mean, I'm just of the mind that if Elon Musk can't do it there, he'll do it in Texas. In fact, I thought he was already doing it in Texas, but maybe not. Maybe I was confusing him with Amazon.
I was going to say, if I have it right, he may be already doing multiple locations. But it just, you know, it's kind of like I said in the email, it's, you know, the pros and cons are, you know, you infuse money in the community that desperately needs it. But then on the other hand, you would destroy a lot of marshland.
A lot of marshland and wetlands. Now,
integral to Louisiana's identity.
Now, that said, Shane, I don't know how much you ventured out into the swamps. I did a lot because I like to fish and hunt. And I saw
many years of my young life out there.
I saw a lot of oil infrastructure still out there, and it didn't seem to be bothering the wildlife very much. They were still there. The gators were still there. The muskrats were still there. the beaver were still there.
That's true. It just kind of, you know, it brings me back to the Piedmont thing, the data center out there. You know, there's stair. I don't know if you've driven through Piedmont lately. But if you got a loose bolt on your car, you'll find it. And if you don't have one, you'll make one because the roads are terrible. And you know, they're staring the answer right in the face and fighting it tooth and nail every way. You know, they complain about the water. But think about this. If a data center needs that much water, Piedmont doesn't have that much water. The data center will find it. They'll pump it in if they have to.
Yeah.
You know, all the answers are there, and they just don't want it because it's Piedmont, and they don't want anything.
Well, and that's what I was arguing online with another listener who was saying, well, I suppose you want the data centers to have access to everything they want. I said, no, they won't have access to everything they want. The governor has signed a measure that makes it a law that they have to provide their own water and they have to provide their own power. Now, that doesn't apply to anything that's under construction right now or anything, say, at Stillwater or prior that is expanding because they were built before this mandate came down.
Hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
On a different note, real quick, you know, you and I feel exactly the same way on turnpikes.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this the other day. At some point, they have to run out of places to put a turnpike. I mean,
one would hope.
They've already connected just about everything that they can connect. I mean,
and bypassed everything that they can bypass.
Exactly. Yeah. So at some point, I would think they have to run out of places to go, hey, this is a good idea.
Now, you know? Maybe they need to go down to Lafayette, Louisiana, and show them how it's done.
Well, you're right about that.
Because what the audience doesn't know is Shane and I were talking about how bad the traffic is in the little town of Lafayette, Louisiana, and it has been since we were small. And everybody's been complaining about it since we were small, and every time they come up with a solution, there's about 100 people come up with 100 different, no, we can't do that for this reason or that reason, and it's still a problem.
Yeah, the old running joke is whoever laid out Lafayette had to have been drunk.
Yeah, I mean, it's a town.
You can get on one road and cross Pinhook three times in a mile and a half.
That town is not 100,000 people, and you would swear a million people live there with the traffic problems.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
All right, well, have a good day, Lee.
All righty. Thank you for your call, and thanks a lot for listening in to Freedom. I said 100,000. There's maybe 250,000, 300,000 that live in the town proper, and it is, in all fairness, the trading zone for the entire country around that town. So that's where everybody comes in to do their weekend shopping or to go to the movies or to go to a restaurant. They go into that town to do it from a 4 or 5 county area. I get it, but still. 405. I'm glad I live here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. One of the things that I learned in buying a vehicle, if you are wanting to buy a used vehicle and you want to make sure you're getting a good quality used vehicle, you might want to look at buying a vehicle that was a rental. Why? Because the rental company took care of that vehicle. After every time it got returned, they went over it with a fine-tooth comb to make sure it was in good shape for the next person to take and drive. And that's a lot like what's going on at H&H Shooting Sports during their used gun flash sale, H&H Shooting Sports. People have brought guns in. They've got a lot of them, a big variety of them. And if it's a piece of crap, they're not going to sell it. They're going to have their gunsmiths go over it, make sure it's in good working area, working use, and then that you know that it'll be in good shape for you. Save big on a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more, all during the Labor Day Monday, September 7th through Wednesday, September 9th, 15% off all in-stock used firearms. The used gun flash sale, H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals, in my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
And if there are
And call me naive, a good faith discussion about what's happening right,
now. When we use language that's designed to obscure the truth, that's not good faith. I don't know the details of the assassination threat. Okay. All I can say, based on what you're telling me, is there's an illegal alien in our country who's making menacing threats. Regardless of the facts or circumstances, we don't want him here.
As much as Stephen Miller was being baited by the CNN reporter, he wasn't going to take the bait. And then he corrected the CNN reporter on, okay, this is not good faith if you're going to sit there and try to define the language. Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews. Another local teacher wanted for getting too detailed about her sex ed lesson. Coming up on The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The Pentagon has restricted access to decades of classified military documents following reports that senior commanders questioned the sustainability of the Iran war. The documents include information used for military planning. A Democratic congresswoman is reacting to a whistleblower report alleging the Trump administration is moving to limit mail voting through the U.S. Postal Service. California Representative Norma Torres says postal workers have one job.
We don't pay you to process the Republican agenda or to do Donald Trump's bidding.
The administration's new voting by mail rules take effect this week, but key provisions remain blocked by a federal court. Wall Street closed higher.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 295 points, the S&P 500 gained 35 points, and the NASDAQ rose 118 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com.
An Oklahoma City Council member is defending his vote to renew the city's contract with Flock license plate reader cameras. Councilman Matt Hinkle says council members received threats after the contract passed on a 5-3 vote. Supporters say the cameras help solve crimes and locate missing people, while critics argue they raise privacy concerns and can be misused. Oklahoma City currently has about 90 of the cameras in operation. Firefighters battled a large salvage yard fire Monday afternoon in southeastern Oklahoma City, with several vehicles and other materials catching fire near Southeast 59th and High. Thick smoke could be seen across the area as crews worked to contain the blaze. No injuries have been reported, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Transportation planners are asking for public input on the Oklahoma City Metro's long-term growth plan. A project called Encompass 2050 looks at ways to accommodate hundreds of thousands of new residents in the coming decades. Options include expanded public transit, commuter rail service, and different development strategies. Officials say public feedback will help shape future transportation priorities. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
I'm going to be live in El Reno on Friday as I broadcast from the Frontier Auto Group Dodge Chrysler Ram Jeep dealership. Hope you'll come by and see me. Take a selfie and even bring the family and see what the family-oriented business is like. Have a look at the vehicles they've got on the lot, or if you've got one in particular you're interested in, you can give them a call and get the appointment set up, and they'll have it there ready for you. 405-262-3355, just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. Whether it's Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, or Chevrolet, across the way, they've got a whole Chevy dealership. They've got one for you and the make and model and features you're looking for. FrontierMotor.net. Frontier Auto Group, Canadian County's number one auto dealer, and they will be yours as well. 405-262-3355. I'll see you there Friday from 4 to 7. Frontier Auto Group.
Fall is on the way at Cimarron Casino, so it's time to whip up some fun and stir up some excitement with September Money Mix. Thursdays in September, 5 to 9 p.m., you can be selected to win one of 10 drawings to get in the mix for a chance to win your share of $36,000 in cash and gift cards. Start earning entries on September 1st. Mix it up with September Money Mix, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Uncontrolled bleeding can become life-threatening in just minutes. But the right actions can save a life. Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Our Stop the Bleed class teaches you how to recognize life-threatening bleeding and control it using direct pressure, wound packing, and tourniquets until help arrives. This hands-on training gives everyday people the skills to act in emergency. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule this free training for your business, group, or organization.
The anti-data center propaganda is coming from the left, and it has a very familiar ring to it. Tell you what it is as the drive continues in 30 seconds. I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 73. Expect tomorrow to be hot with sizzling sunshine and breezy conditions in the afternoon, reaching a high of 99. Tomorrow night will be breezy in the evening, otherwise clear and humid with a low of 73. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny skies with a breeze and hot temperatures, reaching a high of 97 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
There's two things that I know about Hassan Piker.
Okay.
One, he's an idiot, and two, he's not a Democrat. So I don't answer for idiots, and I don't answer for people who are not Democrats. Thank God Hassan Piker doesn't want in our frat, because we don't want him.
James Carville, he is the godfather of the Democrat Party, and there he is talking about how he doesn't want the communists in the party. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Is Cindy Munson a communist? No. No. Cindy Munson is a Democrat. Cindy Munson wants to bring back DEI in the school system. Cindy Munson wants your kids to be put in a public school and not given school choice and stay in that public school until they're 19 and be indoctrinated by that public school, because Cindy Munson believes a government school knows better about what your children want and need than you do. A lot of that is communistic, but unfortunately, a lot of the Democrats believe in it as well. I started the conversation earlier today on Freedom 96.9. My name's Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive, with a communique that came to me over Facebook that said, Lee, you're just going down a rabbit hole. You don't understand. I don't understand how you're going off on this tangent about the infiltration of communists into the Democrat Party. And I said, you need to open your eyes, because it's happening. I'm not saying the Communist Party is taking over anything. I'm not even saying there is a Communist Party. I'm saying a bunch of people who have communist leanings and probably don't realize it, they think they're being moralistic Democrats. It's their moral duty to produce a government that will then take care of the people. And they don't understand that the entire founding of the United States government was the complete reciprocal, that the will of the people will decide what and how much power the government has. And they will limit the government's power with their elections. And then you look at the Bernie Sanders of the world, who believe in strict government control of everything. That's communism. The AOCs of the world, who are basically disciples of Bernie Sanders, and likewise believe that the American people are too stupid to make their own decisions. Therefore, the government has to make them for them. And therefore, there needs to be strict government control of everything so that the people don't have a voice. I don't think she's smart enough to realize that's what her reasoning is, but there it is. Communism. You have the Zoran Mandamis of the world, the mayor of New York, who wants the New York government to control transportation, grocery stores, and not just tenement apartment housing, all apartment housing. He wants the government to tell people whether they can or cannot move into a particular apartment building. Communism. Oh, and how is he going to pay for it? He's going to tax everybody for it. So those who are doing very well in New York and live on Fifth Avenue, Madison Avenue, Park Avenue West over Central Park West in their 3,000-square-foot penthouse apartment are going to pay 78 to 80% tax on it so that they can pay for all of the things that Mandami wants to do. Communism. Well, none of these people who are running for office that are communist, you say are communists, are going to affect our pocketbook. I don't know if that doesn't affect your pocketbook. I don't know what does. Taking 80% of your income to give to people who don't have hardly any income? That's the job of a benevolent society. That's the job of a charity. That's not the job of the government. What about SNAP benefits, Lee, and all those other benefits that you work so hard for? Those are benefits you work for. And if I had my way, SNAP benefits you wouldn't get unless you had a job. But okay, I get it. Some people can't work, and we don't want them to starve to death, and they haven't qualified for Medicare yet, and they haven't qualified for Medicaid yet. Okay, I get it. The SNAP benefits, therefore, are just to keep you from starving to death. They're not there to feed your family of 10 people. They're not there to buy you ice cream, cigarettes, and alcohol. That would be communism. And even communism wouldn't let you do that. So, no, I don't believe the Hassan Pikers of the world who want to be elected and want to have more government control, and the Jasmine Thomases of the world who want there to be more forced education, I don't believe they are going to take over the country. I believe they want to because they want to get elected. But don't tell me the Democrat Party is not under a threat of being infiltrated by communists, because they are, and it's happening before our very eyes, and they're not even apologizing for it anymore. AOC and Ilhan Omar used to tap dance around the term, but they're not anymore. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Thanks a lot for listening in this afternoon. An educator has a warrant out for her arrest after witnesses claim she was having an inappropriate relationship with a student for several years. I love how they say inappropriate relationship. Witnesses say the relationship lasted when the victim was in seventh grade until recently. The victim is 16. Newly filed court documents accuse 44-year-old Jennifer Shokat of giving drugs and alcohol to a minor. That's a crime. At one point, even being caught in bed with the victim. I'd say that's inappropriate. I'd also say that's statutory. A witness to those actions reported the inappropriate relationship between the two. Let's not call it an inappropriate relationship. Let's call it what it is. Statutory. It doesn't matter
that they were watching TV. If they were in bed naked together, that's statutory rape. If the woman's 44 and the kid is 14. The worries were confirmed after police got a search warrant for the victim's phone. Inside, thousands of text messages from the teacher. Messages included the teacher telling the victim about marijuana pens and vapes she confiscated from students at John Marshall High School, where she was an administration intern. What does that mean? You mean not only do we have administrators, we have interns to be administrators, and they're stealing marijuana pens and molesting 14-year-olds. Way to go, Oklahoma school system. And Jasmine Thomas wants to lock your kids up in this system until they're 19 years of age. Cindy Munson has no problem with it and making it worse with more DEI policies. The teacher allegedly said she would bring the confiscated items to the victim. The witness collaborated the messages, telling investigators that the teacher had in fact given the victim drugs and alcohol on several occasions. So not only is it statutory, it's involuntary. Because they were drunk. A witness admitted to doing the same after being told to do so by Shokat. The documents also detail Shokat inviting the student to live with her in February of this year. The student did so without court approval. Well, if you got a good thing going, and you're getting free nookie, free beer, free weed. Now, a lot of people that I talk to, particularly men, ask me, where were these teachers when I was that age? And that's a good question. I'm of the mind that they were there, we just didn't know about it. I'm also of the mind that when I was in school, there weren't any DEI processes, so a lot of these types of teachers never really succeeded. I'm also of the mind that social media is plying these teachers, and I'm not even teachers, because so many pornographic images and content is available at your fingertips for both men and women. It makes these types of relationships seem more acceptable. I'm not saying they are. But the problem I see overall is that sex and the sex act, because of social media and access to sexual content, has become overwhelmingly transactional. Sex is no longer seen as a sacred bond, a sacred communication between two people who care deeply for one another. Sex is seen as simply, hey, if I get you off, will you get me off? Yeah. What do you say? All right. Bedroom's right there. Hey, if we videotape this, we could make a lot of money on OnlyFans. That's what I mean by the proliferation of this content. Because a lot of these teachers that are also molesting children, I'm also learning, have OnlyFans accounts. So it's almost like they got to take getting their jollies to the next level. And again, that circles back to the transactionalism that sex has become. Now, answering the question of where these teachers were when I was in school, even if I were propositioned by one of these teachers in the seventh grade, I would have been so naive and so freaked out. I'd have run out of the classroom. I don't know if I'd be screaming, but I would have run out of the classroom and said, I don't want to be around that person again. That's just too creepy for me. There were a couple of teachers I was very attracted to,
but only superficially. Not to the point of, if she invited, I'd go, nope, nope, nope. I was too naive and too inexperienced. Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
My name's Gage.
Hi, Gage. Good to hear from you. You are where, if anywhere?
Geary, Oklahoma, man.
All righty. Good to hear from you.
Yep. Yes, sir. No, I was just calling in. That's pretty crazy about that teacher doing that. And my concern is, when are we going to start monitoring these, especially administrative positions? When are we going to start monitoring their social media, who they're friends with, like on platforms like Facebook, Snapchat,
and that's
if they have an OnlyFans account?
That's a good point, because I keep calling this woman a teacher. I don't think she was a teacher. It says she was an administrative intern, whatever the name of Zeus's butthole that means. But, okay, let's say she was maybe she worked for one of the administrators as a secretary, okay?
Right.
And so she was in the school every day and saw the kid and maybe started making passes at the kid, and the kid reciprocated and so on and so forth. Okay, so there you go. But you're right. Now, if she had been a teacher, there probably would have been some sort of monitoring of the communiques. But because she was working for an administrator, technically not a teacher, probably.
That's insane that she has the authority to confiscate illegal illegal substances found at the school grounds, though. And then she is not, subsequent to any checks on social media, Snapchat. She has an OnlyFans. I mean, that should definitely become a thing.
Yeah. I agree.
But, yeah, it's pretty crazy, sad deal. I feel bad for the young man and his family, and hopefully
He's going to be scarred. He's going to be scarred for a long time. I mean, I don't care what, you know, when you grow into adulthood, part of you as a male goes, hey, way to go, son. But that's the adult part of you saying that. When you're that age, it's a whole different ball game.
Right. Yeah, I mean, no idea what's going on. Yeah. I mean, just completely being taken advantage of, manipulated, even going to live with a lady. I mean, this is an insane case. I mean, I hope this woman gets life in prison, because that is just
what
sad.
Would a 44-year-old have in common with a 16-year-old enough, other than some mother-son weirdo thing going on there, I don't know, to keep him in the house?
Tell him to live with you and keep him in the house, be in the bed.
What is a 16-year-old boy going to do, other than you tell him to take his clothes off and get to it? He's going to be playing. He's going to be playing video games. That's what he's going to be doing. Okay, and that's it.
Right. So, where was his parents in this situation?
That's a good question.
They need to be investigated too, because that almost sounds like negligence.
It does.
But
thank you, Gage.
Yes, sir.
And have a good evening on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Something additional for you to pray for if you're on your way to Wednesday Bible study. I think I might have told you I went to the eye doctor, and after I went to the eye doctor, I went next door to the optician to get a new pair of glasses. Actually, I have three pair of glasses, and all I wanted was the lenses replaced in those three pair of glasses. But the woman sat me down and was talking to me like an auctioneer. And I was so confused at the end of that meeting, I didn't know what I was buying, what I wasn't buying. It was a nightmare. And I finally just said, whoa, we're starting over again. That's kind of what it's like dealing with the government and dealing with Medicare when you get signed up. I'm Lee Matthews. That's why you need to trust my friend Eunice Corey or one of her staff. In fact, I think she's had to hire more staff for the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They will cut through all the and they will make sure that you got what's coming to you. And unfortunately, a lot of times people find that there are things that aren't covered. So they will make sure that you have some sort of plan to fill in the blanks. 405-848-5790. Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com. and on the Freedom app.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
When you're finally off the clock after a long day, dishes put away, kids asleep, feet kicked up, heartburn. Don't let heartburn take over your hard-earned moment. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Nothing works faster for heartburn relief. Alka-Seltzer effervescent tablets begin neutralizing stomach acid in seconds, so you can get back to your one more episode marathon. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Because nothing works faster for heartburn relief. Use as directed.
Hey, Mom, now that I have an after-school job, I think I want to buy a drum kit.
Okay, Rockstar. Let's look at your account.
When kids start making money, Chase has easy-to-use tools and expert bankers to help them learn how to manage it.
And next month, I'll buy the bass drum and the cymbals. Oh, and maybe some noise-canceling headphones for you.
Aw, you've thought of everything.
Help kids save, budget, and build financial independence all with Chase. That's good for kids and good for parents. Visit your local Chase branch and get started.
Account subject to approval. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
This may be the biggest blue threat that Texas has seen, but they're going to spend a ton of money trying to resuscitate Paxton, and they didn't have to had the president chosen to just endorse John Cornyn, the sitting senator.
No question. Ken Paxton, too, at the very least, you got to hustle. That's one thing the president doesn't usually tolerate when you don't try.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
And 27 days ago, Iran had a modern military. Never in recorded history has a nation's military been so quickly and effectively neutralized.
And Pete Hegseth is right about that. Secretary of War, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, and Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. Steve writes, Lee, you think Trump renaming Lake Ontario to Lake America is dumb? You want to know what's more dumb? The fact left-wingers are triggered about this after they spent the last decade renaming sports teams, public schools and universities, streets and highways, food and condiment brands, and redefining half of the dictionary altogether. Excellent point, Steve. I applaud you. And again, Trump's just doing this to troll the Canadians, because the Canadian, he knows it's easy to offend the Canadians. There was a Canadian prime minister today griping about, you know, I really wish the Americans would stop coming up with so many Canadian memes. Oh, you poor, poor baby. Claire writes, well, according to the OEA, the local chapter of the NEA, the state of Oklahoma's entire wealth is not enough. No amount is enough. The voters are sick of it and want results. Homeschoolers spend $15,111 a year to educate their kids. They would be darn better than the public mess mired in liberal nonsense. Well, yeah. And, Claire, the other thing is that they want to remove that choice. Cindy Munson's one of them. The head of then, speaking of the NEA and speaking of teachers' unions, the head of the influential Senate committee is urging Congress to reconsider the charter of the nation's largest teachers' union, citing that its far-left associations and alleged irresponsible financial activity mean it no longer is deserving of a national charter from the government of the United States. In recent years, the National Education Association, which represents roughly 3 million educators, has come under fire for mobilizing students and teachers to support liberal activist campaigns, been criticized by Jewish members for failing to address anti-Semitism, spent millions of membership dues supporting left-wing causes, and partnered with organizations that portray political violence and left far-left extremism favorably. Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican chair of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, is calling on his colleagues to take a closer look at the NEA's congressional charter. In a report outlining the NEA's activity obtained exclusively by reporters, it put a spotlight on the Zen Education Project, Rethinking Schools, a pair of interlinked education nonprofits, and the top teachers' unions collaborated with extensively. Congress chartered the NEA in 1906 and under the expectation that it would elevate the character and advance the interests of professionals of teaching and to promote the cause of education in the United States. A mission Cassidy and some other Republicans argue it has betrayed. So they're going to look at revoking the charter. There are plenty of other teachers, unions, and organizations that would fill in the blank adequately. Joe Pags is coming up next. Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.